So there are some works here that are tied specifically to Northeastern Ohio. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes. It was something that Matt and I didn't actually realize until we were installing the show, just how many works touched on the region that we're in right now. And of course, as we were installing the show, it was the same week that Toni Morrison passed away. And so we were led to think even more about the ways in which this show and some programs that we have planned for the spring relate very specifically to this region and the role that it played in the Underground Railroad. And first we have a work by Fred Wilson, who some listeners will know, was here at the Allen in 2016 and 17 and installed a huge exhibition in our central sculpture court that had to do with the biography of Edmonia Lewis, who attended Oberlin and didn't graduate in part because of racial persecution. And this tends to be a place, Oberlin, that thinks of itself as a center for abolitionism, and that's absolutely true, but the history is more complex, as many people know, and there have been incidents of racial strife over the years that have complicated that narrative. And Fred was really thinking about that and also doing what he does best, which is mining the museum's collections to think about ways in which the narratives that we tell are much more complicated and a bit uglier once you get under the surface. And he thought about that in relation to a number of works in the collection, and he also created several works for the show. This is one of those. And what you see is a large grindstone that was quarried here in Amherst and was acquired for him for the exhibition. And what he has done is paired it with a number of Asante gold weights that are gathered in the center, and they look basically like enslaved Africans in the hold of a ship. And then there's also one of these figures on the outside who has his hands clasped behind him, and he has his nose to the grindstone, really evoking that very common sort of cliched metaphor about hard work, right? And labor setting you free. I mean, it really, I think, is an associative work coming out of these very simple objects put together, which is what Fred does so brilliantly. And then beyond that, in terms of Northeast Ohio, we also have a work by Reverend Albert Wagner, who was a Cleveland-based artist who created an absolutely amazing body of work that many people who live in Cleveland will know. The Cleveland Museum of Art and other institutions in the area own work by Wagner.
So Albert Wagner was a Clevelander. Tell me a little bit about this piece that we see in front of us.
So you're looking at a bright blue background with a series of figures in profile and fronts, which are slightly abstracted and are meant to allude to probably African masks. The work is called Ethiopia, right, which refers not just to the name of the country, but also was a historical name for the entire African continent. The figures look regal. Some of their headdresses are alluding to crowns, but also to piousness and to submission in front of an awe-inspiring power, perhaps God, as Reverend Wagner was a reverend, was a Christian minister, and that's a major theme that runs through his work as well.
One of the things that I love about this work formally is that it really is very graphic and strong from far away, but it also rewards closer looking, because as you can see from much closer up, the outline of some of these figures that were painted probably first and then painted out in blue, you get this kind of palimpsest effect of the work. So you see a bit of how the figures were initially drawn and then where Wagner eventually wound up painting them in. And I think that speaks really poetically to the idea that this is an evolving sense of history and sense of relationship to the continent of Africa, to Ethiopia specifically, and that you can kind of see a bit of that artistic process here on the canvas itself, which you don't often get to see, the way in which the artist had initially envisioned this and then the way in which it evolved to what we're looking at right now.